all right, this is the Road to a Billion series, week 4 and 5. Kind of missed a week, so we're going to have a lot to recap in here. I might talk pretty fast because I want to keep this one short. I want to keep this at about like 8 minutes, but we have a lot to go through. Basically, right after the holidays, that was kind of like the start of week 4. It was huge getting back into things where basically so much stuff was being thrown at me in terms of workers coming back to work, in terms of like with publicity, earned media, with journalists coming back to work and picking up stories that we pitched at the end of the year. It was crazy. And so week 4 was definitely wild. Week 5 was wild too, in terms of, I talked a lot about this in my recent TikTok about being in a lot of a reactive mind space and getting honestly just like being really hard on myself and stressed out in terms of being in that reactive space, because there was just so many problems, managers coming to me, journalists coming back with like ideas for new stories for certain clients, and just a lot of stuff on a day-to-day basis where I feel like outside of the things that I was doing, even though I was working like 10, 12 hour days, I feel like I wasn't working on any of the stuff that I had planned for, even though it was still really good stuff, still moving the business forward and still bringing revenue into the business, still delivering massive results for clients. It felt like there was a lot of stuff that I was doing inside of the business instead of outside of the business. So that's kind of why what I want to go through in this entire video. So we're going to start off with some major problems over the past week 4, week 5, crazy problems, the most annoying problems ever. One thing is we pay certain vendors for like press services, certain social media services via crypto, where we store all of our crypto, well, up until this point, is in Coinbase. Huge mistake. Coinbase, after we sent out a few $5,000 transactions in one specific day, blocked our account. Literally sent them an email, sent them a chat request, and we were cut off from sending any payments more to our vendors because we were storing all of our crypto in Coinbase. It was a huge flaw that happened of putting all of our eggs in one basket into one crypto wallet in exchange. We've been exiting out of crypto over the past like year and a half. And so we have the majority of our funds and liquid cash inside of our bank accounts. And so we didn't think it was that harmful being inside crypto. And we thought in terms of having your funds in other exchanges, we thought Coinbase would be the most safe and secure of all crypto exchanges because it's a publicly traded company. Other exchanges we thought were a bit sketchy, where we previously had in Nexo and Kraken. It was super annoying. It actually still hasn't been figured out after a week and a half. That's kind of just been a draining thing where we've had to, even though we have the resources and the capital to be spending on certain vendors, we literally are incapable of. So I have to find out other methods of sending payments to them. Just leads to a whole mess and just annoyance in general. A second thing that's along the same lines is, you guys are going to get a kick out of this if you're actually watching this video, but basically in the new year, American Express decided to change up their bank ID when they withdraw funds from your bank account. So you know when you go onto American Express's website and you click make a payment and it withdraws funds from a direct bank transfer. Well, we have fraud detection on our bank, and so you need to be a pre-authorized user to be able to pull funds from the bank account. And so since American Express changed their ID, it changed the ID that was verified with our bank. When we went to make a payment, it was like a $27,000 payment. It bounced back because it wasn't authorized with our bank account, even though we obviously have those funds in our bank account. American Express blocked the bank, blocked all of our American Express credit cards. We use our American Express cards for practically the majority of our business. They're great cards. I love American Express, but they blocked our bank from making another payment, reauthorizing the bank, and then making another payment. They blocked that. And so I had to call them, be on the phone with them for an hour, which is like literally one of my least favorite things to do. And it's so not a growth aspect to the business. It's picking up stuff that are just failures of the business. So super annoying, as it's not directly growing the business from fixing that problem. After I got off the phone with American Express, I had to figure out how I was going to get American Express right back on. They didn't allow me to reconnect my bank, and so I had to send a manual wire transfer. After I sent the manual wire transfer, had to wait 4 business days. After I sent the $17,000, they couldn't find it. Just the worst type of thing, worst type of problem to deal with. I ended up figuring it out. I was able to reconnect the bank account, withdraw $27,000 because the bill ended up being higher, withdrew $25,000 from the bank account, and then was able to get back up and running. But that was a super annoying problem. Another thing is we've had a really good process recently for finding extremely good candidates, finding candidates for hiring certain positions, and also for building our processes of our entire interview and hiring process. Right now, for practically the majority of positions at HighKey, we have a 3-call interview process. First is the head manager of the department finds the candidate, vets the candidate over email, preliminary, and then does an initial call with the candidate if they meet the requirements that we have in that specific department of having the resume standards, the previous past work experience. Usually we looked at their LinkedIn or their social media accounts, professional LinkedIn and social media accounts, and then they'll get on a call with head manager of that department. Usually it's been my operations manager who's been taking the majority of the interviews for a lot of the different departments. And then in that interview, they're doing a lot of background work. They're talking about past experiences that the candidate has, going into a lot of detail. If you want to go into it, like, a lot of our hiring processes are honestly from like Alex and Layla Hormozi. They absolutely kill it. They have an amazing YouTube channel. Go super in depth with hiring processes. I don't want to repeat anything that they say. So just go over there, learn about their hiring processes and implement and put your own like spin on it. That's what we do. 3-call interview process. I'm in there at the last stage doing a final vet of the person and making sure that they're aligned for the role. But it comes into a major problem because we've been in need for a press manager recently, somebody on our earned media side of things and the publicity side of things of the company. We've been interviewing constantly for candidates and we just haven't found one in the past 2 weeks since the New Year's and Christmas holidays that's been a good fit, which is super hard because we've been bringing in a lot of new business. And so our current press managers, even though that they're absolutely amazing at what they do, they've been extremely overloaded with things. And so that's been a problem. And that's probably my biggest initiative for week 6 of Road to a Billion. And you'll probably hear me talk about that hopefully we found somebody, went through the entire interview process and started onboarding. Another thing that I wrote down, a major problems of over the past 2 weeks, I went into this, but you hear the idea of working too much in your business instead of on your business. And I never really understood what this meant. Like, I always thought that was kind of just gibberish that people talked about, but I really do understand it, where there's a very clear distinction of working inside of your business, which for me would be like managing people on a day-to-day basis, actually doing some of the day-to-day work, whether it be on the press side, social media side of things, like working on my own social media accounts. That's like a lot of things that are working inside of the business. I've noticed that over the past 2 weeks, week 4 and 5, Road to a Billion, I've been doing a lot of and kind of annoyed with it. But upon reflection, I'm going to be fixing that in the future. And I actually have an entire list that I wrote out of things that I need to delegate over the next month and hire for. So, and then going on the other side of things of working on the business is creating the new marketing strategies, brainstorming the products that are going to be the most relevant in the next year, forecasting what could happen if we go into a market downturn and start entering into a recession and what that would look like in terms of the current people we have hired and the revenue that we're bringing in and what all those numbers would look like, where you can't do that if you're working inside of the business. And so time to get into some major successes. One is it looks like we're going to be locking in a reality TV deal, which is pretty cool. We're going to be filming the trailer, they call it like a sizzle reel, in March, where it's already secured. They're paying for the whole thing, filming it in Puerto Rico. And so that's definitely going to be a part of the series. We'll pull it up. So that's going to be really cool. Another thing is we absolutely crushed it over the past 2 weeks for some of our press clients. Some people off the top of my head are like Emma, Mark Nielsen, Luke D. I'll put some pictures up of like some articles that we published for them. Maybe I'll throw in a testimonial video from one of them about the services. But yeah, it always feels good to absolutely knock out of the park for some clients. Next thing that's a major success is, I'm not sure if I talked about this in the previous Road to a Billion videos, but our sales team was doing a good job finishing up the year in 2022, but they weren't doing the best job with hitting the KPIs we had in place for specifically cold calling people within our pipeline. Because right now we have a pipeline with 5,000 leads that have come in mainly through like direct advertising methods over the past 6 months. And I wanted every single one of those leads to be called repeatedly until they answered. And so we set metrics in place for that, and they just weren't being hit. And so I think it was in week four that I set an initiative with the sales managers that if any sales team member or sales rep doesn't hit their KPIs in their specific department, either like setters have different KPIs that I put in place than the closers for doing those cold conversations. But if they didn't hit those marks, then they would be kicked off the team. And we actually saw a really good bump up where practically every single person hit KPIs at the end of this week five. That was a major success. Ton of more conversation, ton of more book calls, just a lot more activity on the sales side of things, which was great to see. This is kind of like the last thing on the major successes side of things, is I was finally able to align with the team, which was, I was able to align with the executive assistant and a couple of others on our team of the entire rebrand that we're doing. I mentioned this earlier in one of my other videos, but we're rebranding the entire High Key Agency website, and we're going to be rebranding all of our other websites after High Key Agency is complete. And we're rebranding all of our social media pages. Basically, we set 2023 as the year of professionalization of our social media and digital presence. Because up until this point, we have a really good product in place. We have a really good service. We have clientele, a lot of clients from the past, clients that really enjoy our services. The new clients that we want to bring in are constantly more and more high level. And we're wanting to get into that upper tier business level. And the only way we can do that is by really professionalizing every aspect of our business. Stop doing any of like the kid stuff that we used to be doing before, where we were extremely like loud and obnoxious on videos, and where it was mainly like myself and my brother's face on our brand. We want to start getting our clients' face on our brand. We have an absolutely amazing team, so we want to start getting our team's faces on all of our social media pages and the websites so that they can start speaking about our brand, because there's a lot of people within our company that are much more educated than me in their specific department space. So it only makes sense to do it like that. And then to wrap this video up, another major success was we submitted a license that should be complete within the next 1 to 2 weeks for a business that we've been working on for the past year. I can't really speak too much about it on this video. I just wanted to make sure I documented it just so that I can look back on it in the future, but it was a huge success point. I'm a really big believer of staying focused on one thing, one project, and one business for a very extended long period of time. And that's exactly what I'm doing with High Key Enterprises. Is I've been extremely focused on High Key Enterprise literally since the beginning, 7.5 years ago now. And I'm going to stay focused on it for the next 10 years. There's just an opportunity that came to us that was too good to pass up with the business partners that we have in place for it. I can't talk too much about it. I will definitely be bringing up in the future once it's all launched and once it's running, but it's something that will be a huge driver of revenue and business to be able to expand the High Key Enterprise business in the future, which is the reason why we led to the decision of working on that and putting so much effort into that. That's super cool. Yeah, this is Road to a Billion, week four and week five. If you watch this entire video, like, big applause to you. You're probably only watching this if once I become a billionaire. So, peace.